Proposed tough gun control bills are facing a tough road in Congress, even after the Uvalde and Buffalo mass shootings. But the California legislature is pushing ahead with a package of gun measures. On Tuesday, committees in the Assembly and Senate took up three bills for action. First up was perhaps the most controversial of the three, Senate Bill 1327 by Democrat Robert Hertzberg of Van Nuys. It's modeled after a Texas law that lets individuals sue abortion providers, what's called a private right of action.
And the governor posed, and I support, the notion that, look, this is indeed a stretch at some levels. It is indeed different at some levels in terms of a remedy. But it is a new tool, and if it stops one further death, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
Hertzberg told the Assembly Judiciary Committee he does not approve of the Supreme Court ruling that approved the Texas law, but he's willing to use it.
If states can now shield their laws from review by federal courts that compare assault weapons to Swiss Army knives, then California will use the authority to protect the people's lives where Texas used it to protect, to put women in harm's way.
The measure was opposed by gun rights groups. Roy Griffith is legislative director of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. He opposed the bill, saying we should focus on criminals, not law-abiding citizens.
Firearms are inherently safe. They are inanimate tools. It's the operator that sometimes can be unsafe either by accident or malicious criminal intent. We must instead focus our resources on those who choose to use firearms in the commission of crimes.
The measure was also opposed by the American Civil Liberties Union. Shilpi Agarwal is legal director of the ACLU of Northern California. She says replicating the Texas law only serves to promote that kind of approach.
Eroding court oversight over laws will empower other states to cherry-pick the hot-button political issues of the day and pass their own SB 8 copycat bills to address them. States have already begun to consider these bills to chill abortion rights, transgender rights, and speech rights. With this bill, California is now endorsing and participating in a constitutional arms race where the rights that a person can enjoy differ from one state to another.
That measure passed out of committee on a vote of 8-2. Over on the other side of the Capitol, the state Senate Judiciary Committee took up two bills. Assembly Bill 2571 takes on gun advertising to children. Democrat Rebecca Bauer-Kahan of Orinda presented her bill to the committee.
The advertising for these weapons is shameless. Children in California are not allowed to buy a gun, and yet they are advertised to across all forms of media, with cartoons, video games, and social media. AB 2571 will prohibit a person or entity from publishing materials that advertise or market firearms or weapons to anyone under the age of 18.
The bill targets industry practices like using cartoon characters and stuffed animals and marketing a child-sized replica of the AR-15 assault rifle called JR-15 that, quote, looks, feels, and operates just like mom and dad's gun. Alexa Browning is with March for Our Lives, a youth-led organization founded in 2018 after the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. She says her generation is sick and tired of being afraid.
Current laws restrict the content placement of advertising and promotional marketing for alcohol, cannabis, and tobacco in order to protect minors. This prevents potentially harmful substances from getting in the hands of young people. It's time we do the same when it comes to protecting minors from gun glorification.
That bill passed out on a vote of 9-1. Finally, the committee heard a bill that aims to rein in illegal assault weapons and ghost guns. San Francisco Democrat Phil Ting's Assembly Bill 1594 would allow civil lawsuits against gun manufacturers. Democratic Assemblymember Chris Ward of San Diego presented Ting's bill.
AB 1594 establishes the Firearm Industry Accountability Act, allowing the California Attorney General, local governments, and survivors of gun violence to pursue legal action in California courts against irresponsible, reckless, and negligent gun manufacturers, importers, and dealers.
That bill passed on a vote of 8-2. All three measures have already passed their House of Origin, and supporters are hoping for final floor action later this month. It's a rush to pass bills before the end of the legislative year, something that was clearly on Democratic Senator Tom Umberg's mind as he gaveled his hearing to a close.
All right, we'll be back next Tuesday. Okay, drink your Red Bull.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.